Hi, Pinkies. Welcome back.
Hey.
It's the girls in Talking Pink, and we got some fun shit for you. Let's do this.
Roll it. Hey guys!
Hi Pinkies! Welcome back. It's your girl Keita.
Rachel.
And we're back for another episode of Talkin' Pink.
Yes.
Y'all see my hair? I look fly, don't I?
Fuck your hair. Y'all see my earrings? You might have to.
No, we can't see them little bitty things. Oh, they're cute though, Rachel. You're so pretty.
Cute?
You're so
That's
pretty.
What we doing, Keita?
So
my
pretty.
Earrings cute?
Yes. Yeah,
y'all see my she got hiccups, y'all. See my little earrings.
Aren't they cute? They look cute little hoops.
Fuck y'all. Y'all don't have to comment on little shit.
She downgraded this week, y'all.
Remember oh, her. Downgrade? That's what we doing?
You needed a break. You needed a break, right? Okay, Rachel. Okay, anyway. So this week in Talking Pink.
Yeah, what's going on? What happened to you this week? No, get into it. 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 I'm hot. Get into it.
You
I'm ready to
me.
Drop this. Shh.
In the grease?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Not much has happened this week, but.
Sheila. What happened? Stop being fake. Okay. Stop being your hair right now.
Oh, my hair is not fake, Rachel. Stop that.
You know, they have all type of laces out. You know what I'm saying? She did a dig on me one week about fucking lashes. She got the best glue in the motherfucking world.
That's why she got that hat on.
Afro.
She trying to hide her lashes. She don't want y'all to see they ain't real.
They not real. That's fucked up.
But anyway.
That's fucked up. What happened to you this week? Stop being all shy and shit. You got this Diana Ross hair. You better give us life, mahogany.
I do have life.
What happened this week?
Okay. Well, not much really. So, okay. My husband got mad at me like every day this week. I don't know why.
Why?
He said I make too much noise in the morning. Well, no.
You get up before 5.
I get up at 4 o'clock every morning.
Okay.
So that's why I be needing life at this hour.
On a meter of 1 to 10, what you feel like your noise level is?
4.
Get the fuck. And what does everybody else feel like your noise? Mama up. Let's just go and get up. But she come over here.
12. Okay, so this is what happened. So I got up, I think it was a Monday morning. Mm. So I'm rushing, getting ready, because I got to go work out. Mm-hmm. So I didn't pack nothing the night before. Mm-hmm. I never do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get stuff. So I'm going through drawers, looking for stuff. And the drawers are right there by his bed.
Oh. So, oh, y'all have separate beds?
So.
The fuck?
I'm sorry, his side of the bed.
Y'all from the 1900s.
The Flintstone.
Yabba dabba doo, what the fuck I gotta go?
No. So I'm trying to quietly go through these drawers. And so every time I pull the drawer open, my nails tap it.
We can't hit the table.
So my nails tap it and make a noise.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, ooh. So I try to do it real quiet and pull it out. And it never works. So that morning, he kicks the sheets. And when I say he kicks the
man, I wish you could do an example. What? Like they flew off?
You know how you got something in the bed and you try to kick it out the bed and all I hear was shh, shh, shh.
Oh, I know what he did. I know what he did. Fuck, always moving his shit.
So I did this. I said, did he just kick the sheets on me? This motherfucker trying to tell me I need to shut up, quiet down, and get out.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to go to work. go work out.
Yeah.
Because I know this nigga did not tell
me. Oh. Did you think this in your mind?
Yes, this is
okay,
me thinking.
Okay.
So after 3 hours, I call and say, did you kick the sheets on me? I kicked the sheets
on
you.
Why you do that?
You always come in here making noise. You only never get out of here without making noise. I'm always waking up early, and I ain't trying to get up that early. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry.
For real? All of that? You called him, charging him up. All of that to apologize?
That's disrespectful.
That's disrespectful? You so motherfucking nice. So you could have went your whole day without asking him, did you kick the sheets off for you to fucking apologize? Maybe that's why I ain't fucking married, but you don't know how to did you kick the sheets? Because you can leave. You can leave.
So you'd have made a big fight out of
it. Oh, my God. It would have been so unnecessary. It would have been so unnecessary. See, I don't like noise, and I feel like everybody make noise. Everybody make noise.
Like when you sleep, you don't like noise?
No, period. Like, I ain't even got to be sleep. I could be laying down. I'm not looking at TV. Maybe I'm looking at my phone or something, and then I hear, bam, toilet seat. That pissed me off. Then I know you didn't wash your hands or flush the toilet, so I'm like, go in there and wash your hands and flush the toilet. I feel like I aggravate myself more than just telling them to be the fuck quiet. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if I would have called, because I would have known that kick was for me. I'm not going to call and be like, well, if you could be a little bit more considerate when you're watching TV and looking at your motherfucking phone at the same time. This is what I do when I'm in bed. And noise bothers me. Phone noise, TV noise, everything. Lights. Lights are noise to me. They bother me. If the light come on, I'll be like,
damn.
The phone. The TV. So this is what you get.
So this is why you don't watch cable.
Girl.
Because it's too noisy.
Oh, that's what we doing, Keita.
That's why you don't know.
We're not even a year.
We talk about power.
We're not even a year in this bitch. And you calling out. Okay, so let me tell y'all something about cable, people. Okay, and this is a general conversation. To me, cable is unnecessary. Maybe it's because I can't fucking afford it, that it don't make sense to me. But I just don't understand having thousands of channels when you know you're only going to watch three.
So do you have the three that
I
you
I don't.
Watch?
You know what? You know what I have? I have three of each channel.
What?
Because when you have an antenna, you get 11.1, you get 11.2, you get 11.3. On channel 8, you get 6 of them bitches. And that's I just like right. music. Sometimes I go to 6.8 and just hear some fucking instrumental shit. Just because that shit's free. You know what I'm saying? That's from the government because they care about you. They give you more than one channel.
So you don't watch Bounce?
Who?
Bounce is free.
Bitch, I thought you was talking about my ass. I mean, I don't. Is that our BET? Is
yes.
that what Bounce is?
That's the free VET.
Because
you get all
I think
black
everything
shows.
That came on Bounce I done seen already, so I'll probably just sleep right through that shit. I ain't watched it. But you know what I'm saying? It's,
they
it's
got
more
good
than
times
one.
On there now. Is it Good Times or the Jeffersons? Somebody's on there now.
You no, I don't.
But anyway, we have a guest tonight.
We do have a guest.
Special guest tonight.
Not the one that was previously planned, but we do have a guest. And she's special to us because.
That she is. It's Miss Natalie.
Natalie!
Welcome to Talking Pink Nat.
Welcome to. Oh, look at the dramatic pause. Look at the audience clapping.
Y'all are a mess.
Okay, so do you have cable, Natalie?
I do.
Oh, good for you.
I do
Which
have
three
cable.
Channels do you watch?
I watch more than three channels, though.
Oh.
Just. Well, actually, no. That's a lie.
Okay. So what
I tried to smooth tell that lie. Wait, let me start off also by saying, first of all, my eyelashes and my nails are fake.
So, we don't take digs on our guests. We just, you know, take
all
digs
fake.
On
the
each other.
The only thing that's real is the short hair. Just
and the motherfucking earrings that are
yes.
to her elbows.
Yes.
So you inspired me. Fuck you. This is B and I'm blue, okay? You inspired me. You know, you be rocking your short hair with your earrings. You always
right.
be looking so good, smelling. Listen, y'all, she smell like a bar of soap every time I fucking see her. Every time I see her, I be doing like
Thank
this.
God. Hey. My showers are working.
You know how you get those samples that come in a magazine and you peel
right,
it open?
Right.
And you be like, hey.
Right, rub it on yourself.
Probably get a little neck burn. But,
right.
You know, yeah. And I didn't want our earrings to get intertwined. So
you did this as a favor to me.
I didn't hug you right.
Oh, you didn't want
the little earrings. Yeah, the little earrings
are. Upstage
the one time I decided to give my ears
a rest,
a break.
Don't worry, I got you. I got you.
Here we go.
I got you. Here we go. I'm gonna get you some light ones though, again. Not the heavy. Yeah, yeah, not the heavy.
Not my ding dong, y'all. My ding dong.
No, ma'am.
Y'all hit it.
No, ma'am.
This shit's fucking
it's
heavy.
Christmas.
Y'all
it's Christmas time.
I'm
gonna get you some light. That's probably why they hurt me. That's probably why they hurt your ears.
That coating
that they put on the thing is probably her
name.
Man,
ears. That's a hard
It did
dip
sound like
right
Christmas.
There.
You heard me say something like Christmas when she was jiggling them together. I was like, it's Christmas time. Please.
Natalie, tell our guests, well, not our guests, tell our viewers a little bit about yourself.
Yeah.
I have nothing interesting to say. I mean, who?
You have a lot interesting to say. We've had many of conversations with you.
You're
you are
sure
very
saying
interesting
a whole
person.
Lot.
But I was going to answer the question because you said, do I watch more than one channel?
Okay, yes.
And I lied, right? Okay. I lied. And
oh,
I was
yes,
like,
you
oh, yeah.
correct
I watch,
lie.
I watch more than three channels. That's a lie. I watch the Hallmark channel pretty much day and night. I love it. I love the Hallmark
you
channel.
Love
y'all
the
don't romance. Watch the Hallmark
Why?
Channel?
Why? I watch it at my girlfriend's house because it's stuck on that channel for some reason.
Yeah, because the Hallmark channel is awesome, y'all. Real life is
it's
horrible.
Not, that's not. That's, that's why I don't
look at
like
Christmas.
It.
I love the fake stuff. Look at the Christmas movies.
Oh, my God.
People in love.
Vivica.
It's, yeah.
Vivica be on
Vivica
all of them
the
motherfuckers.
Did you see her?
Man, I see her in every fucking
yes.
thing. Vivica be on everything.
She is in several Hallmark movies. Okay, I'm just letting you know.
She is.
I've seen them all.
Well, okay, so it's Hallmark, and then what else?
And then Hallmark.
is your TV stuck on that channel?
One.
I watch VH1 in the morning when I'm getting ready for work. Old Martin episodes. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
See? She's seen that episode.
And you know, VH1 is like this channel where... No, I'm just playing. Because you said
no.
cable.
Oh, we got it.
I see my eye.
I thought maybe you need an explanation on like what it is, like, you know, VH1. They used to play music
a radio
videos,
show. Exactly.
But now they just play regular shows, like all the rest of them.
Like everybody.
All the, like, you know, the tattoo parlor shows and all
the reality shows.
Yeah, reality, real life shows.
Oh, you're right. They do have all of the reality shows. I only watch clips of reality on YouTube. It'd be like 5 minutes.
Real Housewives doesn't come thing. On there, but like Basketball Wives.
Yeah, I like
all
Basketball
of that stuff
Wives.
Comes on there.
Nah,
I don't
I
like
don't
any
do
of
those.
That.
You don't like
no,
reality shows?
I don't no. like those shows.
You don't watch reality
None
shows?
None of them. Not a one do
Why?
I watch.
Because they're not reality?
I see the commercials. I see the commercials.
You see the clips.
So I see the clips.
You see what I see.
During the commercial
it's
breaks
like,
of Martin
yeah,
episodes.
It's like
done.
If it's on, I watch it because it's like a car wreck. You just can't turn away when it's on.
No, I can turn away. I don't
and
watch
so,
it.
And then when it's not on, I'm out.
But these are
but
your.
I don't
these,
watch
but these
it.
Are your people.
No, are they?
Yeah, they are. They're Nikita's people. Because she wants
black.
To say she wants
I love
to
black people.
She wants
oh,
to save all black
I.
people. She
but
wants
I
to save all black people. These are your people.
Watch.
Why are you not supporting your people?
I don't
These are
have
your
to
people.
Support my people.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You,
said you
don't
that.
Tell me what I'm supposed to do.
You tell me I don't support it.
I don't.
Support your sisters by watching. Okay, they need your views.
They getting paid. They good. So
but you are supporting
the hope is
this
that
is some colorism right here. This is the opposite
something
of
positive. That's the hope.
That's never going to happen. It's just going to go off the air.
Oh my God.
It's
just going to be canceled.
It's going to go off. Yeah, it's going to get canceled.
No, it's
going to
get canceled. We're in cancel culture right now.
It's not going to be anything
love.
Positive
cancel
on the
it.
Show. But I'm just saying off the cameras or behind the cameras or in real life that they turn into something positive. That's what I'm saying.
Not even all the time.
But you know how you sell drugs? You know how Jay-Z sold drugs?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
He turned it into something
Why else? You gonna get that man put the fuck up? He got a
this
family
nigga
to support.
This been saying it's the whole 50,000 albums that
I can't
he
believe
sold
they just
drugs.
Used that word like that.
What, 50,000?
The N-word.
The N-word is what she's talking about. Here we go.
Do we have to
You're
go
holding
visiting?
Our people back.
Not really. Some people deserve to be called an N-word.
You.
Thank you.
Some people
she
deserve
to be called
an
N-word. Wait, no, 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 wait.
Thank you.
No, no, no. Take
it.
No, no, no.
I use the N-word when it's relevant. It's irrelevant. No, I use the A sometimes. The E-R, yeah. No, the E-R sometimes I've used it. The A I do use it, though.
In what circumstance?
I use the A. I'll give you an example. I was somewhere, it was freezing cold. It's Houston. It's rare that it's cold here.
Exactly.
And this dude had on like one of them puffy jackets with no sleeves, but he ain't had no shirt on underneath or nothing. And I remember I made a phone call and I was like, this nigga out here with this puffy jacket with no sleeves on, like it ain't cold.
And he did that.
That's
what
I said. ER.
Yeah. I didn't use the ER.
See?
Oh, I used the ER to make white people uncomfortable.
How?
I'll just say it. I'll just be talking and then I'll just say, like, I have so many examples. I have an example of my boss who was a white male. Okay. And he asked me to do something. And I said, I bet when you ask me to do stuff, sometimes you call me a nigga in your head. And he was like, are you serious? And I said, yeah. I said, so when you say, like, can you go move that car? I bet you're like, you nigger.
What did he do?
No, he was so red. He was so red.
He looked at you like this. Like,
they can hear us. She knows.
Yeah, and then he said, my beautiful African queen. Like,
that's what he said?
Yes. He was just like so red faced. And so after that, it was like a joke. That's what I was saying. Like, every time, you nigger. And he was just like, no, I'm not saying that. I just said,
oh my God, he could never let you go. I would fire her, but she'll say, he's a nigger firer.
You call me a nigger. You call me a nigger when you fire me, did you? In your head. Did you? You know you said it. Yeah, no.
I could never let her go.
That's how I do it. I do it to make people uncomfortable to see.
Oh, that's kind of like me when I'm talking about sex.
Dick pussy ass. Look at everybody.
Oh, this is cold.
Yes.
This is a red blend.
So what are we drinking?
We are drinking M. Brazen.
I'm not going to wait.
I was thirsty
30 minutes
Look
ago.
Look at that pretty woman on the bottle.
That's me.
Ain't she gorgeous?
Isn't she lovely?
This is Josephine Baker. Everybody know who Josephine Baker is, right?
And if you don't, please Google.
Please do.
Please Google.
Because everything on the internet is real.
She's our grandparents.
But if you
Beyonce.
Piece some things together, you'll get some truth.
That's who's Beyonce?
She's our grandparents' Beyonce.
Yes, she was. She was very sexy. Very risque.
I saw the bananas. I wondered, did she eat them afterwards?
I think no bananas were
harmed in the making of this video.
They was harmed by those hips.
Because she was moving them.
Girl, she was not thick. She was so tiny.
She had a tiny waist, but them hips.
Yeah, but she had hips. She was black.
Black women didn't get them hips and them thighs and tail just recently.
Until we start eating chicken from Popeye's.
And that's probably not chicken that we eating.
It ain't.
Exactly.
Our grandparents was eating real chicken. They killed. They went out
there. They sure did.
And like drained it.
Don't catch that chicken if you want to eat, motherfucker. You want me home. Yeah.
Whatever we eating, it's not chicken.
I'm going to can some meat.
It's turkey.
See?
Since we cancer culture, I'm going to can some corn and cans.
Is that a real animal? It's a real animal.
My brother, the chicken is too big. Have you seen some of these? Like, if you just get a leg and it's just swollen with meat.
A breast is like this.
Really? It's a feed a family of three. I just need one breast in three large sizes. What y'all want? Give me a mashed potato, red beans, or rice. Just give me biscuits. Fill them the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. And they sleep for 12 hours.
Oh, who?
You don't like this one? It's a red blend.
This is good. This that real shit.
Foolishness.
It's good. It's got a little bitter, but it's still got a little sweet.
What kind of fucking taste buds you got? You got cable taste buds.
It's very good.
Okay.
Red is normally like y'all, way
because y'all
more
are
bitter
real
or dry
wine drinkers.
Yes.
I'm a wino. I prefer not to.
I thought this was like an intervention type moment. I thought she was telling us she was a wino.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, what?
Wait, two weeks ago, you're like, she needs assistance.
I'm not giving a disclaimer.
Listen.
Wino?
Wherever you are, I can get there naturally. I don't have to drink. You know me.
Yes.
I don't have to drink.
For many years.
Exactly.
Yeah, please don't. I don't have to drink. Yeah, you need nothing.
Nothing at all.
Not even no sweet tea. She don't need no sweet tea. You don't need no cake. She don't need no nerds. She don't need no sweet tarts. No nothing.
She's saying I'm really nice. This is what she's saying. You're so nice. You're so pretty. That's what she means.
Why don't you tell everybody what pretty means,
Nikita?
Everybody know what pretty means.
No, everybody don't know what pretty means.
Okay, when I tell Rachel she's pretty, or I say that.
Tell them how you say it. Give an example.
I'm glad she pretty.
What does that mean?
That means that sometimes Rachel is clueless as to the subject at hand.
That's like when old people used to say, oh, that po' thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Rachel, like my grandmother, she gonna have a long, she gonna have a hard road to hoe.
What?
No, I've been hoeing for a long time. It's fine.
It's hard. It's hard. It ain't, it's a hard road to hoe. I mean, you're going to have a hard time in life.
Okay.
You're
going to
have a hard time in life. It's going to be difficult. A hard road to hoe. She's not talking about
I've been hoeing all my life.
Yeah.
You dig the ground?
Yeah.
Oh.
The hoe.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's how we because we planted all the food that we ate.
Yeah.
Then.
Hard road. Y'all saying that like I didn't plant it. Like, what we talking about?
Well, you the one hoeing the hardest.
So, and my shit is deep. That's why I got a hoe so deep? Hard. I don't know. The road.
Okay, I was confused.
The whole road. The whole, my whole road is hard.
It's deep, I thought.
It's deep.
That sounds profitable.
It's good deep.
Profitable.
It's good deep. Not bad deep. You know what I'm saying? It's just the right deep.
You got that good deep.
Deep enough. Not too deep. But deep enough. So what the fuck are we talking about?
Cause wait, okay, you gotta share your memes that you was laughing so fucking hard.
Oh, oh my God. I was dying in the car.
Crying.
Because we
uh-oh.
We were looking at Facebook, right? I don't know, because it would be funnier if I put it up there. Okay, so I saw three things on Facebook. We were having a conversation about the show, and we were going over the running show, this, this, and that. That's when you do this. And I just kept going, okay.
So we didn't know what she was doing.
They didn't know what I was doing. But I kept laughing at these memes on Facebook.
And this one
says, women be so fine. Then boom, pussy lips be hanging like curtains.
That hit home.
And that touched me right there.
Why?
Because they not the same length.
Her curtain's not centered right.
They not, you know, one is short and one is long.
Okay, and they don't have a surgery for you. They don't have a surgery for that. Like, you know how you...
Am I supposed to get a lip implant?
No, but you know how you do Venetian blinds? Like, you pull the string. What?
That's cable. That's cable talk. That's cable talk. That's cable talk. Have you been following the show? That's cable talk.
And you pull it and you pull it up.
You're
you
saying pump, you something I don't... I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about. And you can tie it on the
arm. Kitty, you all right? What are we doing? We rolling up. We was watering grass, and now we gotta put it up.
And then we gonna just roll it under so don't nobody know.
I don't know what the fuck.
It can be flesh color. The little string can be flesh color so that nobody knows.
Okay.
I'm just saying, there's a remedy. Okay, it's a remedy.
I told her put some lemon juice on them.
You wanted to stripple the fuck out?
Just on one side though. Just rubbing on one the side that's long.
Okay, y'all know I don't use the N word, right? Okay, so these came from Derek Canada, okay?
Let me read it.
Okay. Yeah, let you read it because I don't
those
say the word.
Those of us who are not.
Okay, Derek said, fat niggas fuck better because our stomachs hit y'all clit while y'all
I don't ever want to know if that's true. Not ever. I'm okay with being unsatisfied sexually.
You know what that means?
No.
You know what?
No, sir.
I ain't nothing wrong with that little tip. You be like, oh, my God, he is doing so hard.
Right now. No. I don't even want to test that theory.
But that don't work with both of y'all got a stomach.
Because it's missing. And then when one lip is longer than then it might just cover.
No, that one.
And it's not even getting any access. It's not getting touched at all.
That one blocked the whole road. That's like them cones they put out.
No. Ooh, yeah, that's a sticky situation.
Is it necessary to do all that extra stuff?
What extra stuff? Like, you like foreplay?
Different positions, like you know how you do it doggy style, you do anal, missionary. You know, like the Kama Sutra has all these different positions, frog and.
So you answer that question first.
So, I don't know. I'm asking.
You saying is it necessary?
You only do missionary. You just lay down and he get off
to have an orgasm.
You answer the question.
I think it depends on the person. I don't know.
Me too. I think it has.
If you're not getting off by regular stuff, then you got to do some.
That's people who watch a lot of porn.
You got to do some strange.
Hold on, wait.
They become.
What's wrong with watching? watching porn.
She said a whole lot. When you watching it at work, bro, like you doing too much. Like when you watching it on your job or like on your breaks from work, like you doing too much.
There's nothing wrong with it.
She's talking about you. She's talking about you, bruh. She's talking about you. You and the pastor.
She said whole boss lot of week. Porn, though. She didn't say you just week. Watching it.
Yeah.
She was like, you know what, this mama week, I'm going to watch that one more time.
I couldn't look away. I'm at work.
That's
like,
not the type of porn.
Oh, you watched the video? I
yes.
Like minister?
Five times. Exactly.
No.
She going to be like, I want you to pray for me.
I said, don't show that to me. Oh, my God. I don't want to see the pastor. I don't want to see the pastor doing the. No, ma'am.
He ain't praying.
He's about to speak in tongues, girl. I'm about to speak in tongues.
I don't care how good it was. I didn't want to see that.
I didn't want to see that either. That's not my type of porn.
Jesus.
That's not my type of porn. Pass. I did not want to see that
shit. Okay, but anyway, question.
So for me.
Let us guess.
Yes. Go ahead, guess.
Let us guess what you're
going to say. Go ahead, guess. Go ahead.
I'm guessing that, yes, it is necessary.
You'll be on top of your head if you could.
Yeah.
I have been. And then I got up. And then I got up and I was real dizzy. I was real dizzy.
I assume you have tried it all.
I was like, babe, the fan is going so fast. He said, the fan ain't even on. Just lay there for me. You trying to get up and shit? Lay there for me.
She got scuff marks on the bottom of her feet. Don't worry about it.
I'm short. That's
not story.
On the wall.
That's not my story.
You did. No, the fan.
On the wall, like handstand against the wall?
Probably. We need to just play the game, okay. Like, but to anyway. Say, like, what you haven't done.
Dun-dun, dun-dun.
You know, like, where you stand up, you know, you have to, like, stand up if you haven't done something. You'll just be comfortable.
I think they're like, okay, I can sit this whole thing
y'all
out.
Y'all need something to eat. I'm going to go cook y'all some food.
Exactly.
Make some whores divorce.
I know. For me, it's necessary. But see, as I've gotten older, it's necessary for me because I used to have sex without getting off. I would just show up to please. And then I'm like,
did you get paid?
Oh, wow.
You had to get something.
The experience.
I was a people pleaser. I come for you to come, and then I go.
That is so
kinda
nice.
Kind of like the weather in Texas.
So nice.
She's there naturally. She is already there.
Literally, I'm there naturally. And it was in back then, it was like, it's kind of hard to make me come. So I'm like, if you can make me calm, kudos, motherfucker.
Because women be but all otherwise, up here.
It's a challenge.
We think too much. We think too
we
much.
We do.
So like,
that's why
you know,
certain
you think
shit,
about, ooh,
I don't
did I go
do
such and such? And I need to like get my nail. When is my nail appointment? I got a nail appointment
girl,
on this day.
What the so fuck I be thinking
no
about then?
Because
I didn't.
Just like whatever. Like sometimes your mind
you got to fuck
varies.
Somebody for with a spiritual connection?
Yes, that's what it's
that's
better. What sex is about.
It's better when there is a connection.
There is a spiritual connection. There is supposed to be a spiritual connection between the men and the woman.
Not the pussy and the dick. Okay. Okay.
Those are just
yeah, I don't
tools.
Think that's what the Bible says. It doesn't say.
Oh, is that
say.
What we're doing? Is a Bible study?
Oh, no, I'm just saying. That, because she said spiritual connection. Tools. I mean, I don't think no, the Bible and, says the
girl,
P and
I'm
the D.
Girl, I'm not doing nothing.
just bring the P and the D and, you know.
Exactly.
Get it
pussy
going.
And dick ain't in the Bible, so we ain't talking about the Bible.
No, people was getting stoned for that kind of stuff.
You literally only had sex with motherfuckers with a spiritual connection?
No. Who said that?
I'm saying that
I said
when
it
you,
was better when
it
you
is,
have
it
one.
It is a whole lot better.
It's not necessary, but it's better.
It sure the fuck ain't.
You got to have a connection with that
better.
Person.
Yeah, dick and pussy.
But if it the...
No. Oh, jeez.
Dry to wet. That's the connection.
Ooh,
come or not.
Well, we all look, trying to come. We're trying to
like,
get
no,
this.
we not all. Like, I've literally, like, just thought of some shit sometimes just to not... Let me see if I can not come. But then it just be like, okay. I see what he's doing, but if I make a face, then he's gonna know. straight face. I'm like, what the fuck? Can you get up? Back up. Yeah, I don't. I mean, I see what you're saying. I'm just, you know. Okay.
Okay.
You gotta sneeze. That was the quiet. Is your connection that quiet?
It hadn't happened yet. I feel it coming.
Oh, she's not talking about connection, y'all. Connection. She's talking about the sleep.
I was like, is this the spiritual connection? We
y'all been married how long? You ain't game. I never thought
that
about it
terrible.
That way. That would be terrible.
My husband
terrible.
Made me come 22 times in one session.
You counted?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she
oh,
meant
you said that, it one time? Oh, whoa,
girl.
Whoa.
I thought she meant like in our entire marriage.
Yeah, that's too.
I was like, ooh.
That's what I was like, whoa.
I'm like, she's so proud.
One time. I know, because married time. People, that is. Girl. Like, girl, 22 times in 40 years. It was wonderful.
Exactly.
Our relationship was
remember
wonderful.
Remember that night? The moon was, it was a full moon.
Yeah. It was January the 15th at 8:15.
Exactly. That has got to be unfucking comfortable.
No, it wasn't.
22 times.
It wasn't uncomfortable. It was tiring.
So like, he did this on purpose.
Yeah, because I
was. Were you going out of town or something? Or like.
I know. Was it New Year's? And y'all was trying to see if y'all could be louder than us.
That was a connection at that time.
Girl, that's some tantric stuff. That's not really spiritual connection. That's not. I will file charges.
That's abuse.
Well, that's like we took some mushrooms and we just, that's what we ended up doing.
And it was like, did you come here? I came yesterday all night. Me too. Oh, my God.
22 times.
It was a repetitive type of
orgasm. That's fucked up. No, I don't like that shit.
My mouth is open. I am very shocked by this revelation right here.
Girl.
22 times.
You did that. You know what I'm saying? That's why she's with that light.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I can see clearly now the rain has gone. 22 times?
Wow.
If I come, like the most I've come in one night, I think
you
see
me? I'm like,
okay. Tink. Oh, yeah, we ain't even tinking shit. Oh, okay. Mm. I think the most I've come in one night is maybe 10 times. Because when you right there and you keep hitting that right there, and that's why I like to change positions. Yes, because I feel like I get the connection what y'all saying, but I try to like move
shit. Oh, now you
do.
Pass the D and the P.
Exactly. Pass the D and the P. So I get it, but I be trying to like move. She be like, can we? And he be like, nah. And I be like, man, he about to.
We about to what?
He about to make me come, and I be mad like I don't want to come.
Why?
I just wanted you to come so you could go, and I could go to sleep.
So why didn't you want to?
I don't.
You felt it was like
It was the way that he make me come.
It.
Okay, so I'm a squirter.
Yes.
I don't like to squirt all the motherfucking time. That shit is messy, and I'm gonna have to. I'm
so
exhausted.
You was worried about cleanliness.
I was.
The couch.
I gotta wash these sheets.
I gotta wash these sheets. You know, for her to not watch and me to, you know, get the couch back how I did. Somebody must have said so, but yeah, we fucked up my couch the first time, but you know, it's clean. It is clean.
Preferably.
Hopefully. But the sheets.
You can't even put a towel down. I'll just be like, hey.
You're like, hey.
I'm good. Oh, no, I'm good.
Seat.
No. I don't sit on couches at all. Ever.
And it's a real,
I don't sit on my
it's
couch. No couches are comfortable to me.
It's real leather, too. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
I mean, but you
so it probably was all dull when y'all got done. Ain't had no shine. It looked like matte green or matte black.
We use leather cleaner.
Okay. After.
Yeah, absolutely. Right after. You rip it up. Because it got that velvet. Sticks. Yeah, it was. I think I like to come, but I don't like to squirt all the time. And I feel like he does that shit on purpose.
So what is squirting?
So it's
make
a power
you,
play for
you
that like don't.
I think I like to be.
In control? Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Look at there.
Oh.
A woman who wants to be in control.
Yeah.
Never
shocking.
Heard that before.
I don't know. I don't like to come like that all the time. Like maybe if we standing up.
Because
on
you
the
feel like
floor.
What? Like he feel like a real man because he making me squirt all over the place and I don't want his britches to get too big and him to think, you know. He can run me or
squirt,
run this situation.
Come on, because
I'm squirting.
You want to squirt?
Yeah.
You want to squirt?
Yeah.
Try it again.
Yeah.
Shit. He's messy as a motherfucker. No, I don't want
to
squirt.
I would think that would be pleasing to you.
No, okay, so here's the thing. I always wanted to
squirt. Of
course
you would. Miss 22 times?
Exactly. You ain't got no more
juice. Miss 22 times, yeah.
Exactly. That's why I had like that.
Every time you drink water, I'm going to be like, you still trying to replenish your
Exactly.
Your electrolytes from that experience.
Her face started off like this, and then she ended up like this.
Like on the mummy when the thing is slowly dying.
Is this more cable talk? Is that cable talk?
Yes, sorry.
I'm sorry. The mummy is a movie. Where gotta explain it to you.
She's so pretty.
I know, girl. Po thing. So anyway. But yeah.
I just don't like to come that way. But I like to switch up positions. I love to do that shit.
Like it's like a different experience, a different
feeling. It's just a different feeling. every time. Like sometimes I like to hold out on certain shit. So it's been a long time. I never understood why certain women like to ride until I turned 30. And
control.
Exactly. But I didn't know. I was just like, you got to work too motherfucking hard when you're on top. Man, when I got that couch.
You use the leather couch. Is this the dull couch? That,
the leather couch.
This the dull couch. Okay, I'm just trying to keep. Because so I picture when you're talking.
It has a
so.
High back, right?
Right. That you can hold on to. Right.
So, you know, you hold on and it got that.
While y'all making that skirt noise where your knees is dragging across that leather. But go ahead.
She knows.
The knee. No, knees. Come no, on. They get stuck.
Yeah, I know something happened. Something is dragging,
so,
and you,
you know,
or you got to peel it off.
Bouncing up and down, and then you go like this, and be like, oh, my God.
Because you get tired. You get tired.
You
need some assistance.
Lazy, so
yeah,
you
need some assistance.
He got to be like, all right, well, then I got to pay you back. Yes!
I
didn't really like to ride until about 30-something years old, and I'm like, damn. But before, my favorite position was the back. I feel like no matter what size you are, you hit it long enough like this, I'm going to be like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And I feel like guys come that way, too. So, you know, it's a 2-for-1.
So, that's the favorite?
I think, sometimes it's be riding. Sometimes it still be, you know, from the back. But I like to hold off on riding so much.
Why?
I don't know.
It's like
a ratio.
I like
to make it wait, like, 20, you know what 30. I'm saying?
If
you know what I'm saying?
Squats.
We done it 17 times. 80, this 10. Way. Now I get on top.
You do more squats,
it's a
you
treat.
Can ride longer.
It's a treat. It's like, oh, it's your birthday. I'm gonna do it this way. It's Christmas time.
Have you ever ridden backwards?
Yes.
Reverse cowboy?
Oh, okay.
Or cowgirl?
Same.
Sorry.
Same.
No cowboys.
No
hold
boys.
On.
No boys.
I said that wrong. Yeah.
Reverse
said
cowboy.
That wrong. Cowgirl.
Cowgirl.
Yeah. The way my ass is set up. I tried it a couple of times, and it was cute, but then you start. And I didn't want to do that no. Because
you don't have no leverage. You
I don't,
can't
I don't have
that couch.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I need them.
What
I was just
the ankle.
That's he laying on the floor, and then you
they can't hold it.
Your knees are like stuck to the couch, to the leather couch.
Bang.
You peel them off.
Pineapples.
Oh yeah, we done fucked that place up.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I shot up the blinds and everything. That shit go.
So
far.
Again, I'll be standing.
That's
when
the
I
old
come
place.
And visit.
That's
you
the
want
old place,
to eat
though.
Now.
Yeah. Because she's talking about that's the old place. You know,
That's the old place.
Mm-hmm. They clean it like
I'll
a
like,
crime
no, I'm good.
Scene.
I'm good, bro.
Crime scene.
I done messed up.
I know, yeah. I'm bringing a black light.
I don't
her
bring
and flip
no
the lights off. Like, see there, you're lying. Look at all of this.
That's fucked up. I'm be like, why your purse?
Talking about the old place.
That's the old
place.
Yeah,
I got a big one. I ain't gonna bring one of them little handheld black lights.
That's the old place.
Yeah, I'm be like, you're lying. You're simply talking about the old place. Look at all of these stains on the walls. How you get it under the carpet? How you get it under the welcome mat? I don't understand. How you get it under there?
When you first
okay,
come
Reggie,
in.
Okay, Reggie, we're not going to beat
the
you
floor
up.
The
no
floor is
more.
Hard,
right? Yeah, it slid off.
We're not going to beat you up no more.
It was exposed.
We're not going to beat you up no more.
I love positions. Sex is fun. It's a workout.
So what happens when you have the best sex ever and you create a child from that?
The better question is when you don't have the best things and you create a child from some whack stuff. Yeah, because you assume that the best sex is going to produce children or a child.
I don't think it happened that way.
That's what the Bible intended, you know,
oh,
for the man
the
and the
Bible?
Woman
the fuck y'all keep bringing
to
up
come
the
together. And then when they make, you know, but when it's just some whack
this
stuff, you're like, really?
Over here
really?
It up.
Really? I had a baby from this?
That's...
Yeah.
Oh, you said that? You saw that on my face?
Is that what happened?
No.
Well,
I think she's lying.
I think she is too.
I'm not lying. Because I'm not a good liar.
How about you tell us that story?
Which one?
Was it good or was it not?
I'm trying to think of the time.
Mine.
Oh, it wasn't good. If you got to think that hard, it wasn't.
Yours was what?
Mine were good.
22? Girl, hush.
Is that when it happened?
Please.
Is that when it
no,
happened?
I didn't get a child from 22. I didn't get one from that one.
No, but I'm assuming if somebody can make that happen, then everything after that is like, oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, it was only four that time.
I think that's a
when I conceived my child, it was four times.
I mean, you know, sex is good, you know, but when you create a child from that, to me, I just start looking at the motherfuckers different. Like,
who, the child or the man?
The man. I don't know know, pregnancy changes you. It make me think, like,
but was what the sex fuck? Whack, like, beforehand? Because you don't know the conception happened, like, until after it's over with. Unless you miss 22 over here, you still screwing. And you still screwing when you find out that you have conceived. Like, fuck it. Stop pumping on me. Stop pumping on me. I'm trying to check the test.
No, I mean,
I'm pregnant. I know it already.
It just happened. I don't know. I just start to feel a type of way once I get pregnant. But the sex just, you know, it just happened.
I remember every time I got pregnant.
You remember, like, the moment?
Yeah. I remember.
Girl, you so in tune.
I didn't
with your
know
body.
I was pregnant, but I remember the day.
Oh, no.
Because I know for my first one, we were both off work. Like, we had a 3-day weekend. Mm. It was a holiday weekend. It was Memorial Day.
22.
Yeah, it takes three days to get
our plan.
Exactly.
Shoot. Our plan they started was, immediately at that early morning.
Stay home.
Thursday.
Watch movie.
Eat. Saturday. Sunday. I'm pregnant. Oh my God.
The whole time?
Every day. All day. And that's when I got my first child.
Was it
somebody
planned?
On vitamins? I mean, what is
no,
what,
we,
is, what
we
y'all taking?
We were not planning. It's just happening.
Y'all weren't planning.
Y'all drinking electrolyte water? What's happening?
We did have Gatorade.
Girl, shut
we
the
We had Mexican food. And we had margaritas.
That do not sound like a good combination.
Yeah,
that sound like a hangover waiting to happen.
Ready to, like, take
and
a nap.
Exactly. If you don't get your sticky ass off me.
And we watched, like, 10 minutes of one movie. We had, like, 3 movies. We were renting from Blockbuster then.
Damn,
yeah,
that
like
was a long
that's
time ago.
That's
old.
She hit them with that.
That's before Redbox came out.
Somebody sitting at home right now talking about, what is that?
Exactly.
Blockbuster. Looking it up.
Out of business. The second time we got married and we consummated that night, and that's when we got pregnant with the second one.
Is that marriage talk?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Most people I know when they get married, they be too tired to consummate that night.
Like, exactly. We've been fucking for about 3 years now.
And well, so this particular
we
night,
to
we going
to
go to bed.
To get married.
We going to sleep.
You ain't got that much planning to do.
Oh, yeah. When you have wedding, yeah, you ain't
ate.
Oh,
fuck that shit.
You courthouse. Ain't ate nothing.
I'm going to the courthouse. Getting that stamp. Okay, let's go.
We good.
Let's you don't want to have, like, a wedding?
I do not want to have a wedding.
Is it $25 or $50?
Why not?
I just think that's a waste of money. Like, I got to pay for you to come see me, get married, and I got to feed your ass, and you
oh,
may
well, apparently
may
I'm
not.
Diva, because that mess was
you
fun.
You are diva.
I
look at
it.
The fucking earrings.
Loved it.
No.
Look at I got to walk around in my dress and
no,
all
I'm
that.
No, I'm not.
Me, look at me.
I don't want to. I'm very, very private. Mm. I've never wanted. You know how when you're a little girl, you be like, I want to get married, mm-hmm, and I want mm-hmm. a big house, and I want a dog and shit.
And
I'm like.
And that real life hit you, and you be
I
like,
was just
okay,
trying to.
I'll take an apartment.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'll
no.
take an apartment and like a little tiny dog, you know. Iguana. I'll get an iguana. I'm gonna get no dog.
Fish,
yeah. I'll put that on I'll put that on a leash and just walk
no,
around.
No, I was just trying to live enough to make it out the house. I did not have no dreams of being shit but alive by 18. Cause
wow,
I really
that's so depressing.
If that ain't black.
Exactly.
I mean, I didn't have
a black
thing.
I didn't have highly depressing. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't. I just wanted to live, and I remember I used to
and live. You did.
Thank you. I did. Yes. And I remember I used to tell my sister every day I woke up. I'm like, okay, I had a dream, and it always started. Okay, in this dream, Daddy was nice to us, and we had our own room.
Oh my God, I'm gonna drink the whole glass, girl. This
right?
is
right. Yeah, that's what I mean. I just wanted to live just to make it out of the house. And then when I got 18, I just took off
this
running.
Like
the street.
Episode.
Fuck that. I said,
this
I
feel
ain't
like an episode of Good Times.
I was free.
Exactly.
I feel like an episode of Good Times right now. I just want to live to see.
Exactly. We always had candles and shit, and I always wonder why, because he never lit those motherfuckers, but the lights did go out 3 times. And so, you know, he used them then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was for you.
Was that them, like, Mexican candles that had that stuff on them?
No.
Oh, okay. Just
they didn't have Mary on there?
Who?
I had an uncle who used to light
see,
those,
no.
But anyway, that's another story for another day.
They weren't even, you know how some candles be in the glass? They was just
right. We're talking
on
about
the ashtray. It was about this tall on the ashtray.
It was just the wax?
It was just wax on the
ashtray.
Wow.
Where
that
he
was
picking
was that,
them up from?
Like,
I wonder where they sold
the long,
them at.
Skinny ones, huh?
Mm-mm. Oh. It was thick.
Oh, okay.
But you know, you have ash.
So he was going to a good place to get them candles. Them Home Goods candles right there. They might know.
No, they not Home Goods. They might know glass.
If they was the thick the dollar ones,
store. They thick. They did not have no glass. And
no, they are the ones that don't come in glass.
That wick was about that long off the top of it.
Damn, that's a long ass wick.
Mm-hmm. Again.
So when you dating a guy, mm-hmm. like when you meet a guy, y'all start dating, and he's like the perfect.
What does dating mean?
Oh, Jesus.
Shit.
What you mean? Like, give your example.
So a cable explanation of dating on the Hallmark Channel when a woman meets a man and he takes her to dinner and.
I feed myself. I think I'll be fucking myself out of dates.
Okay, yeah, you are.
I'm like,
you are. I was going to say, I'm like, you're
if
messing
I wanna
yourself
fuck you,
over.
I'm going to fuck you, but I can feed myself. I just
but you can get fed, too.
Mm-hmm, I can feed myself.
Rachel, stop pleasing everybody. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Everybody.
You cannot
listen.
I'm
going to meet you,
you
there.
You can't tell me I can't save
listen,
people.
Listen,
and
listen
you,
no.
Me not
no,
be able
I,
to
but
tell
this,
you
but this is the thing.
Niggas.
This is the thing. I've been fucked before, so I'm not going to put myself in a position where you take me somewhere and then I gotta sit here quietly for you to feed me. And then I got to sit here quietly for you to take me back to my place of residence. No,
you got
to
be quiet.
I don't know. I'm just saying my mouth. Mouth is my mouth, and I'm going to say what the fuck I'm going to say.
You sound like Amanda Seals. Don't tell me you don't know who that is.
Because she's not just on cable.
She on cable?
yeah. Let me cut you off.
She is on cable.
Oh, no.
Don't, Amanda
What do you mean? What do you mean, Amanda Seals? Why
like,
you
getting
you
in your own
that?
Way. You getting in
what,
your own way.
What do you
way.
Mean by that? Because I'm smart and because I'm beautiful? And because
and you are, but however... You can be fed. You can, you know.
Yeah, and
you
can
be
feed
like
yourself.
A lady, a woman.
Who says you can't be yourself, like, on the day before you go
be
home
yourself,
and do.
But I'm not, I don't know if I'm, I'm very uncomfortable with them going outside. I'm very uncomfortable with, I don't know if I'm comfortable with
Wait,
dating.
So would this dude just bring you sandwiches in a basket like, to your house and take you in the bedroom and just bang? Like, are you serious?
Is that what you do? Is that a date for you, Rachel?
Girl.
You brought me something to eat. You're so nice. All right, let's get it on.
22 times.
Exactly.
And you brought me Girl. A sandwich in a basket?
I'm very, I don't know what the basket is about, but I'm very.
He had to carry it.
I'm nice. I'm very uncomfortable. I don't know what it is. Because
it means commitment. It means like, oh, this might be the R word. It might be a relationship. If you take
You're
me
scared of
and
that.
Feed me.
Are you
oh,
afraid
yeah.
of that?
Yeah.
Take your head off. I can't yeah. see your face.
If you take me out and feed me, then this
like,
is a
like
relationship.
Like, it's on this side. I've engaged with the guest. So I'm looking.
It's a relationship.
I can't see you.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Because why would you not just, like, let's go do something outside of the house? Besides, let's just bang and then that's it. Thanks.
Oh, my God. It's just, you, I don't know.
You have never dined for a date. What do they call
mean,
it?
I mean, I have.
Date
I have.
Dinner with, what do they call it back in the day?
Friends with benefits.
Yeah, that's what I like.
That's fucking.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm
But
talking,
they get fed, though. I mean, I'm just saying.
They do, but
friends
I
with benefits
know,
get
I,
a
no,
meal.
No. I've. You know, back in, like, the early 1920s when they was going through the Depression, women used to go on dates. So they can eat.
Oh, okay.
And they call
I have
it.
No idea what that is.
Oh my God, they call it dinner for dating for dinner or something like that.
Oh, that might be. Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
that's what they did.
No,
you've never done anything
I can
like
myself.
That.
No, I've never done.
That's
that.
Not the point.
You never allowed.
Never. Technically,
to take
in this day and age, you can bang yourself as well.
She's,
I do that.
She knows that
exactly.
She knows.
So you can bang yourself too. So.
Oh my God, you guys, what is this show turning into?
Like, no, there is no way. I have never, ever, like, you cannot feed me. You cannot, no. There are prerequisites to this body, this womanliness.
This kinky.
You got to, yeah, you got to do something for me. And
up
it's
front.
Not going to be no sandwich. And nah, bro, you
I
need
don't know
to go pay.
I got the sandwich in a basket from. We not at Jason's Deli.
No, we're not.
But, I mean, you just like,
we're
was like, he
doesn't
have
like
to feed myself.
Candles,
you eat some crack. Like, you just, like, she just eats some crackers in the kitchen before the man come. And then like, okay, I'm full. I'm not hungry. You don't have to take me to go eat anything.
But you want
to
go?
No.
I don't know. I feel like I'm uncomfortable with
the relationship, with the emotions.
Why do you keep saying that word?
Yeah, see?
Because you keep hiding them.
And with the emotions, I just want to bang because then I don't have to, like, I don't have to
think about it.
Yeah, I don't have to think about anything. I could just bang. Yeah. No, ma'am.
Yeah, you can just give them what they want and then just leave.
Okay,
bye. I'm in control of this.
See you next time.
I give it up.
And you're still in control when you tell them, when you tell a man there are some prerequisites. No.
Exactly.
We're going to have to teach Rachel to go out on a date.
Girl.
We got to teach her.
I got a drink, girl.
I'm uncomfortable. I don't know. I'm just uncomfortable.
I don't understand why that's uncomfortable.
I don't know either. I just feel like it's uncomfortable. I don't know. I don't like to. I mean, I've gone places.
Well, for some people, it's the opposite. Like most other people, they feel like sex is the intimate part, and other people feel like the other stuff is the intimate part, okay. And sex is not intimate. Because obviously she said it's the D and the P. Like, it's not,
yeah, exactly.
it's not a spiritual connection.
No, it's not.
It's just the D and the P.
Yes.
And so others of us think, oh yeah, no, it's the intimate part.
Communication, talking, getting to know a person.
That's intimate
for
her.
Knowing their likes and dislikes, and
whereas
being
for us,
a little bit
more
cut or uncut.
Sex is more intimate.
Are you cut
that's
or
one.
Uncut?
Yes, that's one
what
of
does
the
that
question.
Mean?
You know, when you get to know someone, you ask you ask them certain questions. Where were you raised? Where are you from? Blah, blah, blah.
Are you cut
or uncut?
Is what is that? What the fuck does that mean?
Circumcised or uncircumcised?
Some people wear a turtleneck all year. Others don't.
Which is absolutely disgusting.
White beaters.
Tank tops. White beaters. Well, some people have that little in-between skin. Maybe he's cut, maybe he's
that's
not.
Gross. That's gross. Turtlenecks are no-no.
Hey,
turtlenecks are no-no.
That's mostly head.
Is that fat niggas?
But I'm mostly head.
Turtlenecks are no-no.
Is that what?
Is that fat niggas?
I don't ever want to know that. I don't ever want to know that, bro.
No, you've never been with a really big guy. That extra belly meat.
No.
I have.
It'll pack you right here on your clit.
No.
It wasn't like that.
No.
It wasn't.
No.
It wasn't like that.
Make that click, clap, clap.
No. Since I'm the one keep talking about church, I'm finna do the whinings. No. Yeah, no, we not. No.
No.
Yeah, no.
Have you ever been with a big guy?
No.
Have you ever been with a big guy?
Yeah, I didn't feel it.
You didn't feel it?
Everything just got in the way. It was in the way.
Everything got in the way.
Everything was in the way. I didn't feel
anything. You know, I tried to. Oh, let me tell you. I tried to date a big guy. I tried. But I couldn't get past the bigness.
Charity.
No, I couldn't get past the bigness because he explained.
He didn't feed you?
He did. And that's what I'm saying.
You don't want to take
that's what
eat?
I'm saying. He did feed me. He was really, really sweet.
And you got rid of
nice.
That nigga like that. You like, nigga, you got to go.
He was like, you know, I could eat you. No.
We already.
No, I'm a one. Like, he was making me afraid to. He was like, you know, I'm just used to dating really skinny women who can, like, bend like a pretzel. I said, well, I'm not one of those motherfuckers, so I don't see how we gonna connect. And we never connected.
So,
because he told me he was, I mean, you could see that he was, you know, really big. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with big guys, but he talks me out of it. So I was kind of like, oh, okay. He was like, you know, I gotta lay all the way back.
He was instructions. It was like an instruction manual.
It was instructions.
Manual.
I was like,
yeah,
damn,
that's
I
like
gotta
too
read
much.
This first.
Yeah,
so you had
much.
To move stuff?
We never got to
that
point.
Oh, my God, you're grossing me out totally.
But he was saying I have to lay all the way back.
You
him.
Or him?
Him. He has to lay all the way back.
Oh, no.
It's going to be like... We're going to have to almost like scissor-like.
No.
Yes.
Oh. No. I would have said, sir.
He was really nice. He did so much for me, guys.
I wouldn't care how nice he was, sir.
He was
please
so
get your
nice
stuff and
me.
Have a good evening.
And what stuff?
Oh, whatever he brought.
He would
thank
feed
you for
me.
Dinner.
He sent me flowers to my job. He would buy me. He was so nice.
Oh, wow. That's so nice. From
I was just like, if this is what dating is, no, I'm good.
Wow.
Really?
He would like text me throughout the day, like, did you get that?
Who hurt you?
I wouldn't say who, but how many?
Wow.
When you learn wrong, you do wrong. And then you teach others wrong.
Hey, man.
You do. This is not, we're not doing that. This
I'm
is
sorry,
not
but
study.
I have to say that. Hey, man, that
oh
is
my
true.
God.
Yeah, so it was a cycle of wrongness.
I know, you had to snap on that. Say that again. When you talk wrong, you do wrong.
When you talk wrong, you do wrong, then you teach wrong. Mm. Yeah. Women
and
can
then
be
how
toxic
you correct
too.
It.
Oh, yes.
I don't know.
I've been
stuck in this cocoon of, no, I don't want to
go.
Oh,
yeah,
you're going
to live a
nothing.
Long time because you need to get out of that cocoon.
We're going to be wrapped the fuck up. Wow. Sheltered. You want to go
no.
smoke?
No.
I'm good.
No. You going on a date. When was
no.
the last time you went on a date? I know you're in a fuck ship.
I am in a fuck ship, a very committed fuck ship.
Okay,
oh,
I'm,
last
sorry.
Time
I'm sorry.
And the,
I'm sorry.
And I think the fuck ship is working.
Oh, there
for,
are levels.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so.
Define.
I want to like tap on the. I'm sorry. What is that?
So you're either married or you're single.
Right.
Or you're dating. Or you
and
could be in a fuck ship.
In like, oh, and what is that?
So a fuck ship means.
Right.
You. Fuck a lot. And
each other?
Yes, each other.
Only?
Only, strictly.
Or are others?
As far as I know. because
on this end.
Because I tried to bring up some things that just haven't fallen through yet. But you fuck each other. And, you know,
and
it's a different
that sounds
type
like that's
of
it.
A commitment.
That sounds like that's it.
No, it's fucking. It's
right.
I think there's some caretaking in there too.
Caretaking
exactly.
of whom? The
it's,
person that you're like, having sex with?
Yes.
Are is
yes.
this person handicapped or I'm confused? Where is
we're
the
not,
care?
We don't talk
where's
about
the caretaking?
Things
like
that.
I mean, like there is like
where's
like
the
there, more there, to the relationship.
It's more to it.
It's
more
the
to
relationship.
It.
Also, you mean there's feelings when you say caretaking?
Yes,
you meaning like saying feelings?
There are feelings. It is. It's a definite connection. It's not just dick and pussy.
Which
you
is
know.
Why the ship is on the end.
Ship. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ship.
Boat.
Yeah. Together. Water. Splash.
Squirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 22.
Okay. I am old. I am old because.
Do you get it? Look at you acting pretty. This is all an act.
That just sounds like two people who screw and that's it.
No, it's a lot. It's a lot more.
They boyfriend and girlfriend. Can we go back there? Can I go old school? Boyfriend and girlfriend.
We go together.
Yeah.
Okay.
They go together.
It's you know.
So why is it not a relationship? I'm listening.
It's a fuck ship. There
because,
are different types of ships.
Because that's more palatable.
This one makes me more
I think
comfortable.
There's
right.
Because there's a lot of fucking involved.
We're talking about comfort levels. I'm not comfortable coming out and saying.
Relationship.
It's a fuck ship. You keep saying the re word.
So
it's
do
different.
These two people, do you live
do
together?
Do we both?
Rachel.
Kind of.
So y'all pay bills.
Yeah.
Join together. Yeah.
You got Rachel in.
This is so.
This is
and y'all do things together.
This is not Rachel.
But it's
this
not
is
a
not
relationship.
The Rachel that I know.
It's a stop trying to turn it into a.
It's a cruise.
Of F's apparently.
Of only F's.
It's cruise.
Okay.
It's a fuck ship. If you or someone you know are in a fuck ship, don't let anyone tell you
please
it's a relationship.
Immediately.
Don't escape
don't let
immediately.
Them trick you.
If,
oh my
if
gosh,
you are comfortable
really?
Being in a fuck ship, you be in that fuck ship. Don't let
be
anyone
happy.
Label
because
you.
Because you're in a relationship.
It's a fuck ship.
You're just focusing on the sex, is what it sounds like to me.
That's most important.
Among other things. Yes.
Except not really. Because speaking as the married person, one of the married people here, eventually, like, sex is great. But it kind of takes a backseat sometimes to other
to
things.
To what?
To life.
To bills.
Life. Do we have life?
To health.
Life
no,
does
to
happen.
Many things,
no, you're right because something. A
health,
lot of things get
life,
in the way
of
the physical. A lot of times.
Right.
But for the most.
But
part.
But in an F ship, like I mean, if that's it, then ain't it time
no,
to go?
That's not
no,
it.
That's not,
that's
it.
Not it. It's a multitude of things. The
what's
F
the
just is the largest of the
it's
ship.
It's a spiritual connection.
It is
between
yes.
dick and pussy,
right? Because I was about to say, what is the spiritual connection?
Right, you know who you are.
Wow,
we love you.
We gonna keep on with this fuck ship until we can't fuck ship no more.
She going straight to the courthouse. Yes, you are.
Can women be uncomfortable with that?
Uncomfortable with what?
Yes.
With relationships?
What?
What?
I just wanted to say it again
to
freak you out.
Uncomfortable with what?
Uncomfortable with what? I just wanted to say relationship again to freak you out. But
okay. I don't know if we're going to have this particular guest on again.
We're going to have everybody else on.
She's completely gotten me out of my mindfulness. And that's pretty hard to fucking do.
Well, I've known you for a long time.
I know.
So she's calling you out.
R-word. Yeah, I know her soft spot.
She's like, shit. Y'all set me the fuck up.
That's why she keep giving me the side where that hat is covering
all
up
I
them eyes.
Is polka
like, really? Really?
I don't know why she hide from y'all.
This
pink
was
pink
all
really
on
true.
My one sheet that nobody fucking pays attention to.
She's sweating over here. Look,
I'm
look,
sweating
look,
in
look,
real
look.
Life. Like,
look, her eyelashes about to fall off.
So can women be uncomfortable with what?
Her lashes
yes.
About to fall off.
People can be uncomfortable with relationships.
They can call them
but those are people. It's people
to.
Who are in relationships who are uncomfortable with them. It doesn't mean because you're in one, you're not uncomfortable with it.
Do you
it just
like
means
where
you're
you
willing
are?
To work
I,
through
I
it.
I love where I'm
I know
at.
You do.
I'm just
I've seen it.
I'm afraid to
change it.
I'm. You know, if it's working.
Grow.
So.
It's working because it's what
a
you.
Fuck ship.
Yeah, because and it's what's yeah, it's comfortable. We all think everything that's comfortable to us is what's working.
Exactly.
But that's not life.
But it's working.
But what do you really want?
More time.
For what?
To talk. Because our time
so
is up, guys. So until next time, please remember
she
to like, share,
cut this shit
subscribe, and motherfucking follow us on Talking Pink. And remember to donate to our motherfucking Patreon. Get me the fuck up out of here so I can get some new earrings, y'all.
Go buy some merchandise from talkingpink.com. We got some fly shit out there. We need
thank
y'all
our guest, Miss Natalie, for woo-hoo. Stopping by and getting me out of my Rachel comfort zone.
She made Rachel uncomfortable.
No, score.
Bye, y'all. We love you.